There you go, folks. That's Grace Wilde, and we're very excited, as I said, about Grace Wilde, Audrey Fay and the gang. Okay, while their peers enjoy the sunshine, more than 40 young people have been working throughout the summer on tech and entrepreneurial projects at the National College of Ireland. As part of Discover University 2014, the young people have worked with staff, faculty and students from National College of Ireland on group projects to create their own app or make and sell citrus drinks. Joining us live here in the studio this morning are project coordinator Regina O'Riordan, lecturer Sam Cogan, along with students Megan Campion and Jordan Kenny. Good morning, everybody.
How you
all right, give us a, all right, Jordan, you're getting very quiet there. Yeah, unfold your arms there, son. He did it as well. I was only joking with you. Folks, thanks a million for taking the time to drop us into this morning. First of all, if we could come to Megan, right? Megan, did you realise at the start what you were signing up for on your summer holidays?
Yeah, because I done it last year.
You done it last year, right? Okay,
I did a course last year, and I enjoyed it because I met loads of new friends, and I still talk to them now.
So. Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, so when they said to you, this is rolling around again, of course, you didn't know that the weather was going to be like this time of the year, but you had no hesitation signing up.
No, I didn't mind because I enjoyed it. Right. But last year was horrible from your salary.
So you're all set. You've signed up and it's done and dusted now. Are you finished now for except for the promotional end of stuff? Is it?
Yeah, we have to sell it today at the CHQ, and the Barkos Theatre and the LTI.
Okay, so you've got a very busy schedule for you today. So we're keen to get you started, done and dusted fairly rapidly. Regina and Sam, if I can come to you, I mean, what do you think is the most important aspect of the initiative? Maybe Regina first of all.
Well, I suppose the aim of it is to give the young people a chance to come into the college, get a taste of what it's like to come to a third level institution. You know, they get to do different subjects that we do in NCI, so business, computing, marketing, you know, financial management, all sorts of things. And they also get to see the fun side of college. So we let them hang out in our students' union.
Okay, yeah.
We have team leaders from the college who are students from the Docklands themselves, and they're there to share with them as well some of the fun sides of NCI. So I think it's just giving them that chance to come in the door and really see that it's somewhere that they're going to be welcome to come to in a couple of years if they stay working hard in school.
Right, well, obviously, Megan, you enjoyed it last year anyway, so, I mean, this is something that you'd like to pursue. You'd be interested in third level education now at this stage?
Yeah, definitely. I'm thinking about studying business after.
Brilliant, brilliant, yeah. Fantastic. Sam, again, just the same question to yourself. I mean, what you're coming from more the technical end of it yourself. I presume you're working with Jordan and some of the technical end of things.
Yeah.
What do you think is coming out of the whole initiative?
Well, I mean, by the end of it, all the guys hopefully will have three fairly saleable apps.
Okay.
And they'll know how to go off now afterwards and make their own applications for Android or iPhone or whatever it is they want to do, which is fairly impressive for, I think, 3-4 days work.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. But I think the best thing is them just seeing what college is all about, and again getting down to the students' union and seeing that it's a little bit different from kind of the leaving cert years and giving them a reason to get the points that they need.
Is that not done as part of the normal day? I presume when you're getting near to the end of your fifth year, whatever. Do they not do anything like that in school? That's at the universities.
I know a lot of the colleges have maybe open days
and different
initiatives like that, but we're really lucky at the NCI. Like the college has really invested in, you know, making a connection out with the community in the Docklands because it's located right in the area.
Right.
So we've got a project called the Early Learning Initiative there. Most of the work that we do is focused on young children and their families from birth, because we believe that's the really important time to help children to, you know, really achieve their potential and go on to college. But then the college also continues that investment, and we work with the local primary schools, and we keep, I suppose, welcoming the children in so that they know that that's a place that they can go, because, you know, they're living right in the middle of the Docklands, in the middle of the IFSC. You've got all these massive companies, and we want them to be able to get jobs there in the future. You know, they're the future of the Docklands, and the college really believes that, you know, if we can give them the chance and really get them to, you know, enjoy education and see that that's their future. So,
and encouraging the love of learning. I always thought
if you
can get kids to understand the love of learning, you're on a sort of you get them on the roller coaster. Jordan, I got to turn to you. Jordan, what was involved in creating the app? Sam mentioned the app earlier on. What was involved in creating the app that you were involved in, and how much programming skills did you have to get? Did you have to learn? Well, obviously you couldn't have learned it in 4 days, but did you have to get into C++ and Ruby and Perl and all that type of things, or did you get into anything like that at all? Or what was involved in the programming, I presume you had to learn a bit of programming, or maybe I'm way off the mark. I don't know. I don't even know how an app is created. I thought it was like really hard thing to do.
Well, we used a number of, I don't know how to say it, tools.
Okay, yeah.
On the computers and different websites. And there's a few different websites for it as well.
Okay, so, yeah. So, but you've actually created an app. I presume it's a functional app, is it? For a phone, you can...
Yeah.
Yeah, and for computers or whatever, it can be thrown in along with the Google apps and whatever.
Yeah, it's for Google...
like a Google extension, is it?
Yeah, Play Store.
Right, okay, yeah. And, I mean, it sounds incredible that you were actually able to build this within in a very short space of time. I mean, was it intense, or was this totally alien to anything you've ever done before?
It's totally different from what I've ever done.
Really? Okay, yeah.
It was fun, though.
Right. Good. Well, again, I mean, you think apps and you think computer program, you think you have to be sort of like a mathematical wizard. That's obviously...
It's easier than that,
is it? Okay, right, okay. I mean, is it something that anybody can do? Are you saying now that, like, where they're charging thousands and thousands of euros for an app, you could do it in a few minutes?
Yep.
Ah, go away, I don't believe. Sam, I think he's having me on, is he? I think he's sort of, he's not giving himself the credit for what they actually had to do there, I'd imagine.
Well, they use a number of different toolkits. We use something called Codica, which runs on something else called jQuery Mobile. And essentially, you're able to kind of drag and drop the basics of an application together.
Okay.
But, I mean, you still have to go through all the proper design phase, requirement specification, wireframe. And you guys spent a good time on the whiteboards and then actually delving into the code and getting stuff together. They do still have to link everything up, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Link the different pages together properly.
And Jordan, that all makes sense to you what he said, because I didn't understand a word of what he was saying there. It made all say he's nodding here. You're actually on radio. You have to talk into the microphone. We don't have a camera here, you know. That all made sense to you what he said. I don't know what he was talking about. Code, all sorts of things. But again, you had no background in any of that before you started.
I didn't have
fantastic. Well, and so again, I mean, as Regina was saying, this is to encourage you guys to get involved in third level education.
It gives you a great insight in what like third level education is going to be like.
Okay, fantastic. And would you be more encouraged to get involved in that now than you were, say, sort of, obviously everybody hates being in school. You think, right, yeah, get me leaving, start done, and I'm done, and I'm gone, I'm on me away on me toes, yeah?
Yeah, it's much more relaxed than school, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but you're only getting an inaugural part of it now. You're only getting like a taster of it, you know. Did they tell you that it gets a little bit harder after a while?
Yeah.
They did tell you that. Okay. Did they show you the hard part of third level education?
No.
Like having been totally bored out of your out of your mind, actually.
I know, but
yeah, we had a few.
As you get into your third year or whatever. Yeah. Huh?
We had a few lectures and they were a little bit more fun as well, you know.
Okay. So far, Regina, again, what I'm getting from these guys, again, is that it's, you know, the emphasis is on actually enjoying the whole experience of third level education.
Well, it is, and absolutely, like, we want them to have a good learning experience, but they have achieved an awful lot. So today, actually, I just want to tell your listeners that the young people, so half of them have been doing an entrepreneur project called Citrus Saturday, where they've come up with their own business idea. They're actually made their own drinks and they're going to be selling them across the Docklands today from 12 to 2. So that's from outside the National College of Ireland, outside the CHQ building and outside the Grand Canal Theatre. So please come along and, you know, support the young people.
Sorry, Virginia, just give us a little geographical, put that into context there. Megan, this is your sort of department, isn't it, as well, the Citrus Fruit Project as well. We probably don't have much time to get involved in it. So if people want to see this, Regina, where, again, it's in the...
So if they come along, it's the Mayor Square outside the National College of Ireland.
Oh,
so
it's on the Lewis stop there. I don't know where it is. So you're going to have to tell us. Tell everybody
no
where it is. Right?
So it's right in the heart of the IFSC area. Right. It's on the Lewis line and there's a stop called NCI Mayor Square.
Right.
And the young people are going to have a stand there today.
Right.
The other area is outside the Grand Canal Theatre. So
okay,
over on Grand Canal Square.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my group's at CHQ.
Yeah.
So
that's Megan's getting her show in there. Where are you, Megan?
CHQ.
And where is that?
on the docks.
George's Dock, yeah. Yeah. So George's, it's another Dock, Lewis, yeah. Stop. It's right beside Connolly Station, really, and down there. So
I know, I mean, the fact that I'm a Dublin, I should know these things, but I actually don't know. I'm into media IFC. It's just like a maze. I'd be afraid to go in there, you know. But it's all fairly... Is there signs, I presume there's signs around the place that can actually get direct people to where it is? And
yeah, I think if you stick on the Lewis line, you're either at the George's Dock Lewis stop or the NCI Lewis stop.
Okay.
If you're on the north side, and on the south side, you're looking for the Grand Canal Theatre. And Jordan, your spot is there.
Jordan, where are you today?
We'd be selling our app outside Mayor Square.
Okay, and Megan, you get your shout in again there.
The CHQ.
Brilliant, okay, right, okay. And you're looking forward to the whole day. Are you done and dusted then after today, is that right?
No, we have a barbecue tomorrow.
Okay, and what about, have you to go back in?
The graduation event.
Right, oh, that's on tomorrow. And have you to go back in? Are you finished now for the whole summer now? That's it, you don't have to do anything now after this.
Yeah.
But will you be sort of walking away on the project in your own time now, or is this something you're going to develop over the summer, or?
Sell lemonade?
Yeah, and all that, yeah. Or whatever. Are you going to sort of take the skills now that you've done, or are you just going to say, I'll put that away and we'll get back to it in September?
No, I'll use the skills like communication and all that.
Well,
I did,
great.
Try to get a job out of it.
Brilliant, okay. Well, listen, the best. We wish you the best of luck, the two guys, two lovely people that are with us here this morning. And we wish you the best of luck. And again, listen to these guys, because you can see by Sam, he's loaded. He's sexy and loaded. That's what you get when you stay in the school, you know. And Bridgina as well. Bridgina and Sam, thanks so many for bringing them in this morning.
No worries.
Well done to everybody concerned in the initiative. Well done to everybody. It's called the Discover Universities initiative, and the other thing you mentioned there again was
the early learning initiative.
Early,
so it's
learning
part of
initiative.
A larger project at the college that works in the Docklands.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Lifelong learning, again, a thing that we'd always encourage. Thanks so many, folks, for popping in to see us this morning. Best of luck with all the with the project, and the best of luck. We hope there's a great turnout in the Docklands later on today. It's on at 12 o'clock. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, folks, is there a website for that, Bridgina, by the way?
Yeah, you can check us out at ncirl.ie/ELI, and that has all the early learning initiative programs, and we also have a Facebook site as well. So
we're going to get a connection up on that now straight away. Can we get a connection up on that on our own Facebook, folks, so we get that done straight away? And again, 12 o'clock, actually I'll pop up and see you as soon as we're finished this here, right? Okay, we're going to take a little piece of music and we'll be back after this. This is Jerry Lee Lewis with You Are My Sunshine.